Killer tune there, Link Ray and the Raymen. With a weekend, we heard Peter Ivers. That's right, Peter Ivers used to have a show called New Wave Theater. And he also wrote the song In Heaven, Everything is Fine for the David Lynch film Eraserhead. Bludgeoned in an alley at a young age. No one ever knew who offed him, but damn, that's creepy. What happened to that guy? Before that, we heard The Weeknd by Pizzicato 5, and then Viva Le Weeknd by Stereo Total. And I refuse to say Stereo Total. Stereo Total. T-O-T-A-L. Total. People that go Devo. No, it's Devo, not Devo. It's Devo. There's some people just try and pretentiously pronounce things. Oh, it's not that. It's this. Don't correct me. You know, it's sabotage, not sabotage. Don't do that. It's sabotage. Hey, you know what I was thinking also? I'm kind of on a bit of a thinking thing. With people, they have aspirations. With folks, they have dreams. And they actually have these things called dream catchers. Have you ever seen these? That are kind of like, they have a feather and they have a some string. And I think it's from Native Americans. You hang them next to your bed and it catches your dreams. It's a dream catcher. I think there's like some beads and some feathers. I mean, that's all they really had, you know, beads and feathers, you know. So they make dream catchers. And I was thinking, well, for modern day society, we got to get away from that. It's got to be more realistic. I have an idea for a thing called a dream crusher. It is a dream crusher. And what it is, it hangs on a string. It's round. It's right near your bed. It is a mirror. You think of all the great things. You're, oh, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. Then you get up and you look at your dream crusher. Looks you right in the eye and go, nah, never going to do that. Why kid myself? Why kid myself? A dream crusher. That's I think is more appropriate. You can catch the dreams and then crush them. So, and it's very, I think it's a very healthy thing to do. It's not live in some fantasy world, you know? Make the best of what you got. Don't live in, well, one of these days ain't happening, pal. One of these days is today. Yeah, that's it. If people actually, like, for example, know the amount of days that they have left, you know, of existence, you know, and I'll be honest with you, man, the thing about heaven and stuff, if you think the people that, I mean, I can't even stand my neighbors, let alone, you know, being around folks that, and most of the people that think they're going to heaven, man, I can't stand these people. I don't really care for much of people going to hell either, you know, I just don't care for that. And what do you float around? I love there's so many different things too. Float around in a cloud, playing a harp, having a bunch of virgins. I mean, that doesn't sound terrible, but it ain't happening. You know, that's the thing with that's what I think is the thing about weird. Why the whole thing growing up with like nuns and priests and stuff? They're like, because like the whole nun thing. I don't know if you know about this. The whole nun thing was like you're the bride of Jesus. How that's bizarre. I'm sorry, man. It just. The visible dude, you're married to an invisible dude. That sounds like a real beard to me. You know, I've been married to this invisible dude. You're married to an invisible dude. Yeah. And who are the priests married to then? Because they, you know, they have a whole thing with like, they are, I don't know, man, weird. I don't know. The whole idea of being a holy person just always just really kind of baffles me, you know. You know, no matter what religion, just if you're like really that's your whole life, you're betting on that. You're betting on that. You're putting everything on 32 red. You're betting everything on the roulette wheel on 32 red. And you hope 32 red shows up. And the other thing, I was all like, the priest, like based on, I don't know, like apostles. You know, I gotta let you know, like there's what, how many, 12 apostles? You know, a couple of those dudes were gay. You know, it's no big deal. I mean, you know, 12 guys, you know, at least a couple of them are gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying they preach against homosexuality. Yet, you know, it's out there and it's a thing. It's a natural thing, man. It happens. But I just think that's just fascinating that, you know, then the Bible, you know, that you read the Bible and it's like, oh, you know, that dude, man. So, and the names, man, there's no Luke. You know, there's names like Jebediah and Barabbas and Gormusimus and Kabash, and there's Luke, Mark, and James. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I don't know. I just think religion to me is just baffling. It's betting everything on. At least you got bet. I guess you say at least you're betting on something, right? You're betting on something. And who really wants to live eternity, man? Eternity is the longest time you can imagine. Like this 13 billion years it started to create the universe. And honestly, I just think the universe is a lot older than 13. It's always been here. It's like a big accordion. The universe is like a big accordion. Big bang, big crunch. Big bang, it's just stuff. And you think, well, and time is just basically a construct that we make in our mind because we're victims of gravity and all the other different sort of rules of nature. Time doesn't really exist. That's creepy when you think about it. You look at the clock, you see those numbers. It's on your wrist. There's days on the, there's always reminders of time, and there's always reminders. That's another reason why I wanted to do this whole series of time segments. You know, it is a construct completely taken from the laws of nature and kind of squeezed into our brain. But it doesn't really exist. You know, when you actually think about, like, stuff. You know, the stuff that the universe is made out of. They said it kind of went down into like the size of an atom then exploded. That's pretty awesome. But you know, it just didn't start there. It just didn't start there. So who really wants to hang around for a lot of that? Reincarnation is the only thing that seems like it'd be fun. Reincarnation seems like the only thing that'd be kind of cool. It's like choose your own adventure. You know, some of the adventures are going to stink. Like you're in a new Delhi. Or you're in a new deli. It's not like the old deli. That old deli, they had pastrami, but that new deli, man, there's nothing to eat there. It's terrible. I'm just saying, you're in a miserable situation, or you're handed the gold ticket, like a lot of us are. You know, I figure I got me a gold ticket this time around. I'm having a ball this time around. Who knows? And you got to understand, with an endless amount of time, an endless amount of things can happen. Your consciousness can go into something else, or it couldn't. But chances are, with an unlimited amount of time, like the chimpanzees typing the sonnets of Shakespeare, sooner or later, they're going to do it. It may take an awful long time. But boom, there you go. As far as ghosts go, oh, come on, man. Don't be a baby. You know, people are like, oh, I saw Grandpa's ghost. I'll tell you, I shouldn't really tell you this, but this is really funny what I did. This is a prank I did. And luckily, these people aren't listening. I'm not going to mention names, or I'm just going to just kind of say that I was in a house that had just sold, and the owners were like, you know, the parents had died. The owners were selling the house. And it said, hey, you know, can you guys get pictures of the empty living room? Can you get pictures of the bedroom? We want pictures of the whole house. So I said, oh, let me take the pictures. So I took one of the pictures, and in the window, I put, like, the grandpa peeking in the window. I went on Photoshop. A two-year-old could have did this. From his last birthday party, I made it, like, super, super, like, zero, almost zero opacity. So, like, you look in the grass, it's like a Where's Waldo thing. You know, it's like a Where's Waldo thing. And you see this guy's face looking in the window. And I sent him all the photographs. And they go, there's something. It's Grandpa. Grandpa's looking in the window. He's looking. I don't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Grandpa. They save this on their phone. And every time I kind of see these people or whatever, they're like, you know, I showed all these people this picture. Oh, don't you see this? And showing random strangers pictures of Grandpa peeking in the bay window. That's hilarious. There's no ghost. It was Photoshop. But some people really want to believe in ghosts. And ghosts are weird, too, man. I won't want to see no ghosts. I am afraid of ghosts. Because the best thing to do for aliens to take us over is to come down and say they're ghosts or come down and say they're God. Ghosts and God, they do a couple magic tricks. You know, they do a couple things that defy the laws of nature. Because that's what they say miracles are. They defy the laws of nature. So, you know, a magician, like I saw a lady in half. Really? Wow. Oh, you're up for sainthood now. That was a good trick. Just saying. But that, so the aliens, there's a book, I think, about, what was it called? Communion or whatever? It's about aliens that come down and they look like the devil. which is really kind of funny. Their appearance from outer space is they look like the devil. When they came down here during ancient times or whatever, people said that's how they got the vision of what the devil looked like, is because these aliens came down and they look like they had the horns and they were red skinned and they had the green eyes and I don't know if they had the pointy beard and the tail. I don't know if they had the tail. The tail with the arrow on the end, that's a nice touch, but that just seems like a little too much embellishment. But they ended up coming down, and they would kind of like, they were controlling the world. I wish I remember that, but it was a good book. They were controlling the world, but they were doing it from behind the scenes because, and they were like, they were making order. They were making everything, like everything work. They were making societies work. They were making like civilization a decent thing. They're completely trying to keep us dummies away from anarchy, but they couldn't show their faces because they looked like the devil. The end of the story, it has a happy ending too. I forget how it ends. It's probably one of those nebulous endings where it's just like a little, like, you know, embryo floating towards the earth. There, the end. Man, I'm out of it today, man. I should have played so much music, but we talked about like crazy things. I don't know why, man. Dream crushers, people working, to put people right with customer service. Devil Illuminati. You get it all here. You get it all here. Another reason why I don't want this show to be famous. I just want our little cubbyhole with our dumb little secrets and our crazy conversations. All right, 1 week in a county jail, Tom T. Hall. Do-do-do.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we all send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now, I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said, the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Thanks a lot, but I've changed somewhat. My appetite doesn't match up to your demands. I don't want any more. Your delights are not endearing. At one stage, I harbored such emotions myself. We'll be right back.
businessman. Two, and his Facebook. Common knowledge, the exception of miraculous daily craving for. There was never no prospect. His needs are passionate. No other aim than to an office and loneliness. Daily use, and with us, and broken in order to yield. A prey others than he, and to the front then, and for a short second, a place of honour in life, in the world, as well as in the false community. All things else on the motor seem to have to be accepted and to be arrested now and again. So a man independent, and more timid for the ungovernmental. And to go and be hated, and... Needless to say, we've set our sights differently. Who's to say which are the worthier? However, my own thoughts are some distance from the norm. But then again, maybe I misinterpret that word. Maybe it's you who've changed.
All right, you all, that was This Week by The Different Eyes. In the background, we're hearing Astral Weeks by The Secret Machines. In front of that, we heard The Week in the County Jail, Tom T. Hall. Yeah, and I'd like to thank my book learned listener. You can see that's another reason why I like you guys, and nobody else is allowed in the clubhouse. I got a phone call from a very book-learned person saying that the book I was thinking of, Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End. So this, I actually kind of consider myself the new Art Bell. I always, I really missed Art Bell when Art Bell left the airwaves. George Norrie stunk. I don't know if you ever heard Art Bell's Coast to Coast, but that was like... That was some amazing radio. You know, and Art Bell was a fascinating person. Because, like, you could have the most insane theory, the most outlandish thing, and Art Bell would hear you out. And, I mean, it's not like, you know, crap you read on the internet. You know? People that just make up stuff just to cause trouble. Just to make people angry. That's one thing, the downside of the internet's. People just can't play nice. They never played nice their entire life. Because they've been taught, you play dirty, you win. You play nasty, you win. You cheat by the rule, you cheat the rules, you win. You know, that's, and they're taught that from a young age from wrestling. They're taught that, and I'll give you a good good thing. The bad guy has this concealed object in his hand. I don't know what it is, but it could be a piece of metal, it could be a piece of glass, it could be something. And he starts beating up the other guy with it and hitting him with it, and the audience can see what's going on. And the guy's got it, puts it behind his back, and the referee says, "What? I don't see nothing." And the guy's holding his hand up. "Oh, see, I've got nothing, I've got nothing." The dude's bleeding because he's got this unseen object that the audience sees. They know what's going on. But the referee, he's playing the game. The referee's in on this. He's letting this guy use this secret implement or whatever to win the match. But not in real life. But in there, the guy gets his comeuppance. In this life, comeuppance never comes to rich white guys. Never. Never. Don't kid yourself. It's like watching a Roadrunner cartoon and thinking, oh yeah, the coyote's going to get him this time. Rich whitey never gets his comeuppance. The only guy that got his comeuppance was Bernie Madoff. And that's because he ripped off other white guys. That's how it works with the rich. There's a set of rules, and they ain't following.
word to women and their dreams. I heard the one from last week. I heard it myself. Made a reference to me, and that's myself. This report seemed to.
Now I woke up in a county jail. And the Protestants hate the Catholics. And the Hindus hate the Muslims.
And everybody hates the Jews.
But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's national. Everybody smile at my Brotherhood Week. Be nice to people who are inferior to you. It's only 4 weeks, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, the Vandals doing Tom Lehrer's wonderful, poignant National Brotherhood Week. Before that, we heard Peter Hungingale from his Red Jay album, Weeks Go By, the High Risers, with 2 weeks' notice. Steve Earle, The Week of Living Dangerously, Talking Heads, First Week, Last Week, Carefree. Secret Machines started it off with Astro Weeks. Van Morrison tune. In the background, we hear Robert Wyatt doing Working Week. And well, I was just simmering this all down. We had quite a day today, didn't we? I think I might do it. Once I'm done with all these days, weeks, years, I think it only fair, I'm going to actually end like with an infinity show. And then we're going to get into, I think, some science fiction. I really would like to do like a hardcore alien show. You know, the real stuff. I can throw in Purple People Eater and junk like that, but we know what it's all about. And the other thing is, too, we're talking about the Arthur C. Clarke book Childhood's End with these aliens looking like the devil. I really do think we were visited by two sets of aliens. One of them had space helmets, and they had a bit of a glow to them. Henceforth, the halo on all the saints. That's right. The halo is actually a space helmet. You think these people just like envisioned this stuff? Do you think this stuff actually happened? Well, it did actually happen, but it didn't happen by magic. I'm sorry. Hate to break everybody's bubble, but there is no magic. There are aliens with far superior brains than us, but they really don't want to spend much time. I hope they're listening. That's great. They listen to the radio show and go, hey, that Zombo guy, we're going to have to probe him and abduct him and set him straight. He's given out all the secrets. The secrets, the roots of religion, they're all based on alien visitation. Or just somebody taking way too many drugs. All made up. Fantasy. You know, it's all a different story. to help people sleep at night. That's all religion is. It's just all a different, it's a different thing to help you, because life is terrifying. And the end of life is super terrifying. It can be. But, you know, who wants to live forever? Some people say they do, but man, after about 10,000 years, you know, the Permani sandwiches are only going to taste so good. You know? That's my rule of thumb. I'd say about after 9,000 years, that sandwich is going to mean nothing to me. 10,000 years of anything, man. You're going to be bored out of your gourd. You're going to be miserable. There's this whole thing. Don't even start me on the Pittsburgh vampire people. Okay? We'll talk about that some other time. Right now, we're going to leave you with something kind of freaky. Let me pop down. That's a nice tune by Robert Wyatt, but this is the last tune, and I Remain in Your Brain. We're going to continue with the week next week, and then we'll be month, years, infinity, and then we're going to do like a special science fiction stuff. Maybe see how long I can do science fiction stuff after this. You know, I don't want to be known as the guy that does all the outrageous science fiction, but somebody's got to do it, damn it. Somebody's got to be the freak of the week. Funkadelic, Zombo in Your Brain.
Oh,
Get ready. I'm out. But I'm remaining in your brain and WRCT.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Should have been a politician.